You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps Lock Haven. WPSU is traveling to towns across central and northern Pennsylvania to collect oral history recordings. In November, we stopped in Lock Haven. Today, Joseph Isidore talks to fellow Lock Haven University student John Ford about playing on the university football team and his mom's recent medical issues.
What are one or two things you believe differentiates you from maybe different players, like on your team, or maybe different running backs that kind of led you to your starting spot?
What I think is, I try to fight for every yard I can. I sometimes get made fun of because I'm like squirming on the ground almost after a play.
Where do you draw your inspiration from?
I think from my dad, probably. They always just kind of believed in me so much. Like, they came to every single game. They just show so much love and support for it that I just kind of, like, almost feel an obligation to them to kind of, like, show out for.
Okay, okay. So you got your love for sports from your dad or your dad?
Definitely my dad. I, like, came out of the womb with, like, a Dolphins football in my hand. Like, ever since I can remember it. Not just football and basketball, but just sports has definitely always been there.
But going back to family, I hear there's something going on with your mom. You wanna?
Yeah, my mom. She's going through chemo right now for breast cancer. She has breast cancer.
Okay. So how do you think? Like, has that affected you playing like at all? Like.
Yeah. I mean, I really, cause she, right now she's in, I think, like 5 weeks in. No, she's seven weeks in to her chemo, and she can't really, like, at this point, last like 3 or 4 weeks now. She can't, like, do as much stuff. Like, she doesn't really leave the house as much, but she kind of, like, saves up energy. She's been coming to my game still, and she even said, like, when she's feeling real bad, like, it kind of gets her through, that she's, like, gonna, like, be able to come see, like, watch me play still. And especially because it's been so long since I've been playing, since I haven't been, like, actually starting since I was a senior in high school. It's been about 3 years. I started breaking out as soon as, like, she kind of got it done, so it was kind of, like, it was nice. Definitely makes her happy, like, with that. But
seeing your son do what he loves to do, and you're, like, able to be there,
exactly,
like, in that state of mind and, like, in that position that she's in. So, like, every game that she comes, does that, like, give you more energy? Like, that's, like, that's my mom watching. Like, I'm going to show off right now.
Yeah, exactly. Especially, like, football, I know how it makes her feel and stuff. So it's, like, I got to do whatever I can to, like, do something to get her smile on her face at least a little bit.
Definitely. So, matter of fact, I was going to ask you about your hair, because, like, in your profile picture for your roster picture, I see your hair was longer.
No, as soon as I found out, because I didn't tell her I was cutting it off. She told me not to, even, because, like, she knew I was growing my hair out. So it was pretty cool, because I seen her before the game, and, like, she came over, she ran over to me, like, as we were walking out of the huddle, because she didn't know I cut my hair yet, and I had my helmet on. And she came over just to show me her head. She's like, how does it look? Because she took her little hat off, she took her hat off, and I was like, I don't know, how do I look? And then I took my hat off, she, like, cried, she started, like, crying, like, gave me a big hug. It was a real cool moment.
That's awesome. Hey, man, like, cut your hair for your mom. Like, that's, like, the greatest mom boy thing to do. Like, I would do something like that.
I'm trying to show out for her, honestly, and, like, you know, and everyone, like, because the guy, like, all the guys, even, like, they give her, like, high fives and stuff. It's pretty cool. The team's kind of come around her, too, a little bit. They all show love. They all give her hugs and whatnot.
And I hope nothing but success for your next 2 seasons. And good luck with your mom as well.
I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Joseph Isidore and fellow Lock Haven University student John Ford. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.